Many lawmakers are preparing to vote on whether to allow penalties on oil companies for price gouging. The bill is a response to price spikes last summer that caused some drivers in the state to pay up to $8 per gallon. On Wall Street, the Dow is now ahead 22 points and the NASDAQ up 85. This is SRN News.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our major spring break warming trend continues today. In fact, I think we're headed for the mid-80s today. Good bit of sunshine. Clouds on the increase, but very mild tonight. Overnight lows 61. Tomorrow, a very warm day for March. I think the high temperature will reach the mid to upper 80s. Cloudy early, sunshine later. We'll be dry through Friday evening, but showers and storms arrive in the overnight hours Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday, and some of those will be strong, possibly severe. The storms will clear out early in the day on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
Freshman legislators here in Alabama are calling out the Republican leadership within the Alabama Senate and House for intimidation and bullying. 1819 News is reporting that several newly elected state lawmakers say that their welcome to the legislative process was more of a session of bullying and warning them to go along to get along and stay in line. One freshman legislator said it was conveyed in no uncertain terms that they were just wheels in a machine and that they were there to support the legislative priorities of incoming House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter. This is the first term for Ledbetter as the Speaker of the House. Mac McCutcheon did not seek re-election to the state legislature in 2022. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
Two Shelby County Sheriff's deputies are out of the hospital after being injured by gunfire on Wednesday. Four deputies were conducting a welfare check of a home in Meadowbrook at the request of homeowners who were out of town. They were afraid their son had broken into that home and was inside. The deputies were shot at when they got there and did fire back. The suspect is now in police custody. A Gadsden woman is facing charges after an inmate at the Etowah County Detention Center is found with a cell phone while in prison. Authorities say that 41-year-old Mary Hammett was caught on security cameras at the Etowah County Courthouse handing the phone to the inmate. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles. But did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final hour of news and views on a Thursday here in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm here as Joey Clark. Eddie Bader is here in the studio.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right. See you over there, like dancing in your chair.
It's kind of a little funky beat going on here.
Well, it's kind of disturbing to watch you dance.
Really? Like,
is this what you're going to do when we go to Jamaica or Tokyo?
Oh, no,
or
it's a whole different kind of dance there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a different dance for each country?
Yeah, a lot more hips in Jamaica.
Did you learn any dances while you were in Turkey?
I learned that what they call the dancing.
Yeah. It's not really dancing?
Not really.
Is that what we would recognize as dancing?
No.
How about that whole phase when high schoolers were going to like, oh, you're going to your prom? Or you're going to your school, your middle school dance, like your eighth grade dance? And all of a sudden, like, you know, Ludacris and stuff is coming out. And parents are like, what is going on right now?
Oh, yeah.
This is not, you know, learning to hand jive like we were doing years back.
Yeah, I kind of remember that at several of our dances when the Two Live Crew and things like that would start to play. And
in the window!
Yeah.
To the wall! But I'm not even sure who that is.
I don't know who that is either. I think that's Stewie.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll. We played Tootsie Roll a lot at
really?
Fun Zone. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some Fun Zone classics. That. Tootsie Roll got played a lot.
Now, is there a song, particular song, where people would, like, rush the roller rink floor? Like, if you played something, it'd get everybody going, you know. Like,
at that time, Lil Jon was big.
Yeah.
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 Now, yourself. Usher and all that stuff was big.
Did you get out on the dance floor?
Laffy Taffy was big.
Or out on the skating floor and give a little school?
No, I couldn't.
You just hid behind the DJ?
No, my favorite was the old school skate on Sundays.
Yeah.
We would play old school funk and soul music and old school like 70s music.
I subscribe to a TikTok channel. That's all they do is play that, and I watch it all the time.
I love being a DJ on those because how much I love that music from that era. And
well, everybody's having a good time, and in these videos, they're skating, but there's as much dancing as they're skating. And
well, I remember there was like this one elderly black gentleman. He must have been in his like 60s. And he went out to the center of the rink his quad skates on, not, you know, inline, like quad, big old school skates.
Old school.
And he just stood there in the center of the rink and is like staring at me in the DJ booth. And I'm like, is this guy challenging me? So I put on Love and Happiness.
Yeah.
That opening riff after, you know, the acapella part of it. He looked at me and like, yes, you nailed it. Starts not skating, dancing on the skates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss those days. It was a fun time there at the Fun Zone. Again, 272-9228. So where should we even go here?
There's so much ludicrousness out there, Joey. I don't even know what. I really want to get the TikTok thing because that's just hysterical to me.
The TikTok thing? Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do the TikTok thing.
It's
because I was going to go to the whole Trump being arrested thing. That's the headline all across.
It's played out. I think it played out, man.
And it's like, you know, go ahead, arrest him. Millions of Americans don't care.
And really, he's the one that's saying, come on, bring it on.
Right. But, this is Representative Bowman.
Yeah.
He's brand new, and he's, Jamal Bowman, a new member of the squad.
Yep.
And this is just a short clip. But he's standing outside the Capitol in front of a podium that says, keep TikTok. Are we really?
No.
As the world shifts from the unipolar superpower order of the United States dominating everything to a multipolar world where Russia and China are getting closer together. All these big trends going on, banking crisis, but the economy's sound, yada, yada, yada.
Right, right, right.
What our members of Congress in D.C. are fighting over is TikTok. Well, it has to do with China and their use of information. I'm sure it does. I deleted the TikTok app. It's a portal to hell. But this is seriously what you're holding rallies and press conferences about outside the steps of the United States Capitol?
Do you think, just by chance, this particular person, do you think China contributed to his campaign at all?
I don't know.
After this defense of, yeah, I think so.
Well, because here's the deal. Most of the Republicans, you get, I think, a handful of Democrats, but most of the Republicans want to just outright ban TikTok. And you've seen a lot of government agencies do that. I think that's smart. If you're, like, working for the Pentagon, probably not wise to have, like, your TikTok app opened up.
But it's okay to have the Facebook. It's okay to have the Twitter.
Well, they did a whole hearing about this.
Right.
No, but Facebook's our company. Stealing information from Americans.
Then Jamal has a point here, buddy.
Wait, so it's okay for the Chinese to just collect Americans' information?
I don't think that's what Jamal's point is. I think, and in fact, I heard the CEO today say, in his broken English, best he could, that other companies, American companies, do the same thing. TikTok is doing.
Does it go back to the Communist Party of China?
I believe that was the next question I had to get.
This is my point. So I think the Republicans have a point here, but this was Jamal Bowman. He came up, I think, it's not national security reasons, it's not data collection reasons by the CCP. I think Congressman, Representative Bowman hit the nail on the head here.
You know, Robert, I just realized something. Republicans ain't got no swag. That's why they want to ban TikTok. Republicans ain't got no swag. That's the problem.
What does that mean?
You ain't got no swag.
What is swag? Here, let's do a little search here. Swag, not Saul, Joey. Swag definition.
Not Jimmy Swaggart.
Okay, swag. This is the Google definition of swag. A curtain or piece of fabric fastened so as to hang in a drooping curve.
I don't believe you.
I don't think you think that's what he's talking about?
No, I believe you need to keep going.
Number two definition, informal. Money or goods taken by a thief or burglar.
I don't think
that's is that what he's talking about? Republicans ain't got no swag. That's why they want to ban TikTok.
I think he would call them.
I mean, it sounds right when he says it, though. They ain't got no swag. So maybe the verb conjugation. Right, though he uses a noun, so it wouldn't be a verb. I know what we got to do. We got to go to Urban Dictionary.
That's going to give us what we're looking for.
There it is.
That's going to give it to us.
Okay, the top definition of Urban Dictionary, swag. Very cool, drippy, or badass. Damn, I'm swag ASF.
I've never heard anyone refer to themselves as swag.
Okay, let's go to number two. Swag. Being swaggy is very cool, but only the swaggiest people can be swaggy.
He's so swaggy.
If you do not have swag, you can leave. Well, that seems fair.
But I just realized something. Republicans ain't got no swag. That's why they want to ban TikTok.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Republicans ain't got no swag.
I guess they don't. Well, here's another definition off Urban Dictionary. Swag, an alternative term for pirate's treasure like booty. Republicans ain't got no booty. I think that applies in more ways than one.
Joey, I've seen some Republicans out there.
Except for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
There's some booties to be had, buddy.
And Lauren Boebert. Let's go to Donkey Lori.
Hey, Donkey Lori.
Y'all are cracking.
They ain't got no swag.
It's funny. I have a golden retriever, Great Pyrenees. Her name is Maggie. And she's got that long hair. I call her Magger Swagger. Maggie Swaggy. Anyway, y'all pray for me. I'm going to the zoo with my sister, my niece, my friend, and her six-year-old. So I got two six-year-olds. Heading to the zoo.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Take the train. Why are you at the zoo? Ride the train.
They don't understand. Aunt Lori is not a zoo person. Like, I'm going to be like, this turtle pond is filthy. Can we get some fresh water over here for the thirsty turtle?
You're going to see some dirty water out there.
Animals in cages, animals in man-made habitat is just not the same as natural habitat. Anyway, I digress. I do want to say this. I had a conversation with my husband about TikTok a long time ago. He is a TikTok-aholic, coffee in the morning, he checks the dogs, goes on bank account, blah, 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 and then goes TikTok, okay? So I had mixed feelings. I would add the app, and then I would delete it because I would be like, I went down a rabbit hole last night.
Right. It's a portal to hell. Right.
You know? And so I would delete it and add it, delete it and add it. And I told him, I said, what about, you know, your personal information, you know, the CCP? He said, my information's out there anyway.
Thank you.
And another thing, you might appreciate this, Eddie, and I'm going to throw this out here as a question for my good friend Eddie there. They're censoring and banning and taking down YouTube, and they censor us on Facebook. I mean, COVID was a prime example of if they don't want you to know it, you're not going to know it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, to me, if they're fighting like crazy to ban TikTok, it's because there's a lot of stuff that we see on TikTok that we would otherwise not see it. Because you're not going to find it on Facebook. You're not going to find it on YouTube. And it's kind of like, you know, everybody's got a video camera in their hands and in their pockets and their purses nowadays. So we see stuff that the powers that be don't want you to see. And I'm like, how are we going to know things that we otherwise wouldn't know if they get rid of TikTok? And if they're fighting so hard to get rid of it, then there's got to be something.
I know the reason. They ain't got no swag.
They ain't got no swag, Maggie Waggy Swaggy.
Or could it also be that they don't own and nor can they invest in TikTok, so they want the companies here in the United States that they can own and invest to do better than TikTok, and the best way to get rid of your competition is just remove them.
And they can't control it, Eddie. They can't control the content.
The American people are only free to be propagandized by us, not China or Russia.
We could choose our own propaganda.
Yes. Lori, what I was surprised, Jonathan from XI Repair pointed out to me, TikTok has got some pretty stringent rules, and they do take down videos. I think it takes a heck of a lot more complaining before they'll do it, whereas in Facebook or Twitter and these other ones, it just takes one complaint, it seems it's down. But TikTok, yeah. I'll see an offensive, or not offensive, but a video I kind of find cool, but I know somebody's going to find it offensive. I'll see it run for 3 or 4 days, and then all of a sudden it's not available no more. So I knew enough people have complained.
Well, Facebook, I mean, all Facebook needs to do is take it down and have some liberal drop a tear on their iPad.
Oh, yeah. That's all it takes. You know? That's literally all it takes.
And I forgot. I don't know what it was. But anyway, y'all pray for me at the zoo with 6-year-old.
Yeah, good luck.
I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Y'all swag. Y'all got some swag.
I don't know about that. Right. But I appreciate the sentiment.
Okay, have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Donkey Lori. So I guess swag is like a modern day version of cool. Like, are you hip? Like hip, cool, groovy?
Mr. Liquid Death over there asking if somebody else is hip.
No, the cat's meow. I'm trying to think of like, you know, this term's been out there for swag is like a modern day version of like the bee's knees. These guys are the Quill.
I've never heard of that.
You should watch The Sting. I watched it last night.
Yeah, nerd.
No, but here, can you see the screen here, Eddie? You see how it's like a little, like back and forth between person one and person two?
Oh, yeah, I do notice that.
Can you be person one and I'll be person two? So we can really explain this to the audience in terms of a conversation of how to use the word swag or swaggy or swaggiest.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, you're person one.
I'm so swaggy.
Am I swaggy?
You are either born with swag or you are not.
Was I born with swag?
You are not born with swag, you stupid idiot.
I guess.
That's just kind of rude.
Yeah. But that's the problem. That's why Republicans want to ban TikTok.
I just realized something. Republicans ain't got no swag. That's why they want to ban TikTok.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Representative Bowman. Good God. 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by, Sweet Creek Flea
Market. Oh, that's right, Joe. You got Sweet Creek, baby.
Yeah, and if you want to get in on the $60 gift card drawing, to go down there to Sweet Creek Farm Market, $60 as you please, pick out whatever you like, you got to tell us. Hey, I want to be in on the drawing. You got to tell us on air.
On air, baby.
And give us your month and day of birth on air. Now, at Sweet Creek, of course, you can get a great, like, hot lunch or dinner, but those fall off the bone. Ribs literally fall off the bone. I tested that one time. I picked it up by the bone. The meat fell off. I'm like, that's what I'm looking for, baby. That's what I'm looking for. Especially the Kansas City style ribs that they do there. It's just absolutely fantastic. And, of course, they have Alabama-made goods if you want to take them home. So here's the point. You can do your grocery shopping and get your lunch and dinner and make it a whole trip where you entertain the kids.
That's right.
And it could be you're not even hungry. Just get a cup of coffee. They've got a coffee shop there called The Roost on site. And, well, as it warms up, that homemade ice cream is going to be available.
So good.
Year-round, they've got those hubcap cookies, massive cookies, and they're so good. And they'll gladly pack up anything you order, maybe even like a huge Boston Bud if you're entertaining a party or you're just Eddie on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
They'll gladly pack it up for you to go. So check out Sweet Creek Farm Market today. Of course, you can always go to their Facebook page. You want to like that page because they're putting out the latest. Hey, we just got strawberries in, or when peaches come around. Whatever the latest produce they get in, they'll announce it so you can get it out there, some fresh, amazing product. Of course, you can always call Reed and Karen Ingram at 280-3276. That's 280-3276, or just stop by Sweet Creek. It's on 231 South or right off of 231 South. Like you're heading towards Troy, but it's just after you pass Taylor Road.
Right.
It's at 85 Merriweather Road. And if you're worried about being on the highway, no, it's off the highway.
Off highways.
And it's this huge complex, so it's safe for the kids to play around. You can play with the goats and the chickens and the peacocks even roaming about. It's just a great place with great Southern hospitality. Check out Sweet Creek Farm Market today and be sure to tell them that News and Views sent you. Before the break, let's go to Duke.
What's happening, Duke?
You don't have any swagger, boy.
Well, that's just mean-spirited.
Cute, boy.
Duke, are you very swaggy?
I used to have so much swagger, boy. It's cooler than a polar bear's toenail, first of all. Then I was the man who caught the falling star that was traveling a million miles per minute. And I slowed it down to the state speed limit. That's swagger. But I'm going to tell you what's the deal with these old cats. Let's go. I didn't say it right. The problem is not white people. It's the old cats that we send to Washington and the local cats around here, you know. We can't gamble. You can't do this. You can't do that. Those are the ones that doesn't have any swag. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, or they're lacking something.
They telling us grown folks we can't do that. We can't do that. You can't gamble. You can't do that. You can't. Yeah. All the time. But y'all keep voting them in. Why?
Good question, buddy.
That's where the swag, but these young cats, not these young cats, man, falling back in the day. Shoot, don't you got swag, boy?
Well, and I'm looking at some of the latest terms, too. Like, well, I already knew this one. That's dope, right?
Yeah.
Or that's extra. No, I can be a little extra.
You can be extra.
Fit. The fire. Woo. Goat. AF. Oh, I can't say that one.
No.
Now my baby brother used to hang out with all these little young, rich, white boys.
Mm-hmm.
No joke. I sure know has a swag. Boys drive their beam around and leaning low. You see the top of their head. They thought they was brothers now.
They're downright Gucci.
And, you know, that's what I like the conversation the other day. We were talking about race and stuff like that. You know, it just, man, it's so much fun when you get to know people, you know, different races and stuff like that, and just get to know them as people. Shoot, man, you know, you don't see different than them.
Right. Though I've got a list here. It's a thread put out by a guy named Greg, called Casually Greg on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's 28 things that have recently been called races. We've actually covered some of them. Like, is the word picnic racist? Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter, jelly, and racism. That's an actual New York Times headline. Americans.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich last night.
Yeah, it's good. What's wrong with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It's damn good.
I don't understand it.
I like peanut butter and honey sandwich, too.
I'm going to keep going here, though. American cycling has a racism problem. That's not from some, like, that's the Washington Post. Meet the black women, says CNN, pushing for equality in swimming. Is coffee racist? How drinking coffee perpetuates white supremacy. And we already covered pantries being racist. PETA, get all this. CNN says, PETA says phrases like bring home the bacon are comparable to racism and homophobia. All of Shakespeare's plays are about race. Philosophy, systemic racism. Welsh language used, branded as racist.
Oh, my goodness. You know, the one I threw in a while back about the frosted flake, you know. Frosted flakes, they're great.
Tony the Tiger.
The cocoa puff. You go cocoa on the bacteria. You know, y'all all be ashamed of
you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wait, we got more. The racist roots of fighting obesity. So if I've been fat shaming you, Eddie, I've actually been engaged in racism as well.
How so?
Ed is not fat. Ed is thick.
I'm thick.
That's right.
He's yeah. Thick. He's thick.
I like my women. Do it.
Shut up. Americans' national parks face existential crisis over race. Reports in the Washington Post. Wait, we've already covered this one. Is it racist to like big butts? No.
I don't think so.
No.
I think that's just appreciating big butts.
Yeah.
By the class, they're a horse, boy.
Okay. And there's now a whole series of headlines that start with the unbearable whiteness of. So from one called the unbearable whiteness of camping. Or another one is the unbearable whiteness of ballet. Or the unbearable whiteness of drone work.
What the... And y'all can have swinging in the air, hanging off cliffs and all. Y'all can have all that white folks. Yeah. Y'all can have
You want to go bungee jumping with me, Duke? But
Duke, what about this one,
too? Yeah, Duke can have that one and a lot of most stuff y'all, crazy stuff y'all do.
Now, to David Chang, he's a famous chef. The ethnic food aisle is racist. Others say it's convenient.
I'll never get it.
What the world?
I feel like I don't belong in this world.
You gotta love where the elites are going.
But y'all get rid of all these old people out of Washington. We can start.
I think we'll be better off. I agree.
We get something done, maybe.
And by the way, Duke, Snap Your Fingers by Lil Jon was.
Play that for me, please. Can you play it for me?
Nah, I'm not gonna. That was a Fun Zone classic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. On the Tiki Talk, I saw the old Dave Chappelle skit where Lil Jon's getting his ticket at the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Okay.
Love that.
Oh, boy. Man, they hadn't locked my old boy
over
yet, have they?
No. I think they... I think they called his bluff.
Because the guy's got swag.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Trump does
have swag.
He got swag. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, old boy, they got it right there now.
Yeah, but so did Mussolini.
No, he just had a big stick. A loaded gun.
All right, y'all, let me go.
See you, buddy.
All right.
272-9228. Scott Mosley, how you doing?
I missed some of the racist identifiers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got swag.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do?
Do we cover all that?
Yeah, what are some of the... When you wanted to call somebody cool back in the day, what would you say?
Oh, they were the cat's ass, I guess.
The what?
The cat's ass.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's an old radio term. That's I've heard the cat's meow.
Cat's meow.
Can I say that? I think I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Old cats do put it right there in front of you if they like
it. Yeah,
they do.
In fact, I'll show you a tattoo I want to get.
Mm-hmm.
Involves my belly button and the cat's behind.
I hate I missed all this, man.
I'm sorry I didn't miss
everything's
it.
Everything's racist part 3 or 4.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And it continues every day. I mean, we started, I forget how long ago, but we found out math was racist a while back. And it just has just continued to gain steam. Everything is racist.
You oppressors.
I guess. I just don't get it.
Well, if everything's racist, then we can close the book on it and.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, let's just get it over with and satisfy everybody and begin again.
Well, a lot of it, I think, goes back to
Richard Pryor when you need him.
Yeah, but a lot of it goes back to if I have nothing else, if I don't like Joey and I got nothing else, I can always come down. Well, you're just a racist. Yeah. How do you respond?
It's easy all.
But honestly, I don't care.
Right. You just,
that's where we got to get to, right there.
Like, I really don't care. Like, if I know you, like, I love you and these sorts of things, like, and you say that, I might pay a little more attention. Like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
When some random person, especially if you can tell they're just shutting you down, trying to shut you down, like, I don't care.
And I think all this is a good sign. How everything, camping, water, whatever, is racist because it takes away just about all the weight of it. It's become ridiculous.
Yeah,
let's just stop.
No, it's just become weaponized. When it comes to one-on-one with a person, and anybody, any race, they'll sit there and laugh at 90% of the stereotypes that each other is called, and it's hysterical.
And it used to bring us together.
I can't believe the gobbledygook I used to read in college, like, is actually being applied to the world.
Yeah.
Like, it really is some academic nonsense, but it's those people have learned it. They're now running HR departments, C-suites, and major corporations, running many aspects of the government, and they never leave school. They're now just working at DEI offices or trying to go for those sustainable development goals.
Right. The big losers are now in charge.
Yeah,
they all got to comply.
It's frustrating. Yeah, Jürgen Habermas talking about the emancipatory cognitive interest, where interest and identity become one.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. As Judith Butler said, as Bell Hooks said, but don't capitalize her name. It's Bell Hooks, both lowercase, the B and the H. It's just like, why am I reading this crap? But it was college. I
mean, but at that point, Joey, they were feeding you. This is what you had to do to get through this course.
So I liked arguing with my feminist professor. It was a lot of fun.
I'll read the stuff. I'll do the work to get through the course. But little did you know, like you said, that course now is life.
No, there was one day I was waiting outside her office hours. And it was about some essay I was writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught her speaking very fluent Spanish. But it was not an academic conversation.
Oh, it was not.
I'm like, I'm not going to say her name.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say she was very white. But she was fluent in Spanish, and that sounded like a sultry conversation.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, so you got a friend? No, it's just a research project.
Oh,
research project.
Nice.
So anyway, Doc, what about this nuclear family? There's no such thing as a nuclear family. Have you ever read about the Amazons, Joey? Like, I thought that was myth. Like, I thought that was like a Wonder Woman comic. Anyway, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you, again, by Dylan Rings. And you got to stop by there and see that showroom, folks. They have plenty of great items in stock there at 119 Brown Springs Road. And really, if you are in the market for some custom jewelry, and it could be like Eddie and I, we're going to get best friends bracelets.
Yep.
Or you've got a band there on your finger, Sky.
Yeah, Josh designed this for me many, many years ago.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow.
From my design, and he created it. If you can explain it, describe it, that man can create it. He is a true artist. Cool.
Like, you can bring him a sketch, and he can maybe touch it up a little bit, but he can actually, I'm looking at that ring now.
Pretty cool.
You actually have stones inside of there.
Five diamonds
in your wedding band?
They were leftovers. And,
that's amazing.
Josh made it happen, buddy.
Yeah, and again, this is the place that all the other jewelers in town go to for those fixes, those repairs, that custom work. Josh is a true artist. Been doing this since, like, the early 90s. A lot of experience, and well, they've earned their reputation there at Dylan Rings. You can always call them at 215-3669. That's 215-3669. But again, I encourage you to stop by, say hi to Josh and Leslie there at 119 Brown Springs Road, and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views. More News and Views after the break will come to Debbie and others at 272-9228.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
$10,000 prescription drug costs. Drug companies that raise prices faster than inflation, now, that's all right, we like babies. You don't have to worry about it. So it's okay, it's all right. In fact, I like babies better than people.
All right, Joe, you wouldn't have qualified as sloppy if you just stopped when, you know, it was some guy had the baby front loader thing, yeah. Like the, you know, the straps, and like you carry a baby in front of you.
Right.
But I guess I like babies better than most people, right?
In fact, I like babies better than people.
He understood their vocabulary better.
Yeah, how you doing, Sky?
Doing all right.
How you doing, Eddie?
Nah.
Jam up, jelly tight.
See, I like your swag, spirit. I like your energy. Look at Eddie over here. You got no, he ain't swaggy at all.
No, not right now.
He doesn't even try anymore.
Nah.
Just doesn't care.
Well, Debbie, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful, and it sounds like you guys have got it going on today.
It's been an adventure.
But anyway, I was just going to say, somebody took away my white privilege card, and I want it back.
Good luck with that.
Oh, come on, Eddie. Where are they at? They took mine a long time ago.
Yeah, I never got one.
Darn it.
Well, I mean, at least Band-Aids match your skin tone.
Got that going for us.
I'm pretty pale.
It's an actual example, by the way.
I glow in the dark, you know, so you're going to have something really pale for me. No.
That's why they came up with the clear bandages.
Anyway, I was going to say, my grandson was doing a class project in mid-school, and he really liked this beautiful Black Arabian horse, so he wrote a story about this Black Arabian horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the word black when he was mentioning the horse, you know?
Because the horse's coat was like a shiny, like Black Beauty, right.
Well, I guess so, but, you know, the word black being presented in front of class when he was reading his story, all the kids went, oh, my God. And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. He said, no. And he was so upset because
wow.
He was telling a wonderful story, he thought. And then also, it was censored by his classmates because he dared to tell everybody it was a black stallion. Oh, my God. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous.
That actually happened?
Yes, that actually happened. And that's why it is insane. My grandson is now going to be 18 this year. He'll graduate. But this was not but a few years back. And I just, like, you've got to be kidding. People can't even say the word. You know, when I was growing up, I'm sorry, but black was beautiful.
That's what they used to say.
They were proud to say that word black. They were, you know, the hair was froze out to a mile, and they made it dance when they walked. I just don't get it. Why is it that now, and it's almost weird because it's almost like a reverse racism towards the black people because they're not even allowed to be proud of their own color. No. They can't even define themselves in that way.
No, to me, it sounds like that class is just a bunch of neurotic folks who probably on too many antidepressants. In other news, 56% of liberal white women ages 19 to 29 have been diagnosed with a mental health condition.
What's that?
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah. What? This explains my lack of a date. 18 to 29.
Oh, my God. Poor thing. My grandson's going to be having problems.
Well, that's more than twice the rate of their conservative female counterparts. But again, 56% of liberal white women, 18 to 29, have been diagnosed with a mental health condition.
I can understand it, though.
Yeah, I was going to say the rest are just running around undiagnosed. Right.
They haven't been to the doctor
yet. Exactly, Scott.
Yeah, you know what the problem is that they have been told over and over and over, you know, something's wrong because somebody did you wrong. Something's wrong. And after you've told over and over for years that something's wrong and people did you wrong, you get to believe in it. And I think that's a lot of our problems.
Victim mentality.
Yes, you're right, Sky. Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say, but, you know, attitude is everything. And if you want to make something out of something, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, potato soup. You can make a story out of it, bad or good. I prefer to make things good. Why do we have to be ugly about everything? Everything is not ugly. You know, it can be a beautiful life, a beautiful world. Change your attitude. Look at it a little different. You might enjoy life.
Well, Debbie, I always appreciate your calls. I appreciate your swagger, and we'll talk again soon.
You take care and stay away from those women, the Democrat ones that are having the mental issues.
That's who he's going to marry, by the way.
It seems to be my type. I appreciate it, Debbie. 272-9228. No, and this isn't from, like, you know, DonaldTrumpIsGreat.com.
Yeah.
This is from Pew Research.
Okay.
Yeah, they do a breakdown here. 56% of white liberal females, and this was the question that was asked, has a doctor or other healthcare provider ever told you you have a mental health condition? This is the percentage, yes. Now, male liberals is 33%. White conservative women is 27%, and males 18 to 29, conservative, white conservative, 16%. And it's not much better as you get older. 30 to 49, liberal women, 39.7%, just shy of 40% of liberal white women 30 to 49 say they've been diagnosed with a mental health condition. I think it's amazing, by the way, that whether it's liberal or conservative, the number continues to drop when you get to like 65 plus. Like, only 15% of men and women who are liberals over 65 say they've been diagnosed with a mental health condition. Only 6 to 4.5% of conservative white men and women. That's nuts. I think there's an overdiagnosis.
I believe you're right.
Literally. Well, so many people are on medication these days, particularly...
That's
children
true too, man.
Now grown up, and they've been told all their lives they're HD, this, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, the world's getting crazier.
What's wrong with just telling your kid he's a spaz and you need to sit down for a little bit?
Oh, I had a cure for hyperactivity and not behaving in school. Yeah, and it really worked.
Guard work?
No. They used to beat us, Joey.
That's kind of the treatment that I got. Then they introduced me to Ritalin, and that didn't work.
Yeah, that was effective on 90% of the school population. So.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I'm from the generation where I got licks at school, and I got home, I got licks again.
Yeah, you got licks for getting licks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you embarrass the family name. Therefore, that will get you at least 10 licks.
Well, always remember, I got that paddle right behind me.
Lurking.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. They're the Goodson Group. Bo has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because, well, he's been helping buyers and sellers in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over 40 years, four plus decades. So not only can they help you with buying and selling there at the Goodson Group, they also have management services available should you want to rent out your home. Great idea in this market here in the River region, but it can be a pain in the butt to manage that yourself. Why not have the Goodson Group do it for you? And the crown jewel there at the Goodson Group is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed real estate programs here in the state. Because a lot of folks, well, the proof is in the pudding, have gone on to great success, whether it's licensed agents or more knowledgeable private players. It's a very interactive course. Bo is getting you involved, and he's telling you real-life scenarios he's lived through. The good, the bad, and the ugly, you can learn from it all. So check him out today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give him a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views Afternoon. We got to hit a quick break. We'll come back to T-Spear, Simpler Days, Sam, and everybody else that wants to join in. 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I see that spring a-coming is a-rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, seem like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye, grocery store.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are the days getting warmer, but the nights are much milder. In fact, the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 61. Clouds on the increase. Tomorrow, look for a very warm day for March, more like May. The high temperature will reach the mid to upper 80s. Cloudy early, sunshine later. If you have evening plans, I think we're dry through the evening on Friday night. But showers and storms arrive in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning. Some strong, possibly severe. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right?
Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Well, Scott Mosley, tell us about the Alabama Gazette.
We're published right here in beautiful downtown Montgomery over 22 years now, serving the area as your conservative alternative newspaper. There are state and national events and politics, but the emphasis is on local flavor, local events. That's the Alabama Gazette. God, family, country. Perhaps you have a friend or relative that has moved away from the Montgomery area. What a great way for them to stay in touch. A real newspaper, a tactile feel of good old Montgomery, Alabama. You can get them a subscription no matter where they live. If they can have a delivery, the Alabama Gazette will get it to them for just $38 a year. That's right. Just give them a call. Wow. 356-6700. They will get that subscription underway to your friend or loved one, and we'll keep the price a secret. $38. That's the Alabama Gazette. 356-6700. They are most worthy of your support. Give a call.
Appreciate it, Scott. Let's go to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Good afternoon. You know, all the men are going to be in hell for driving all the women crazy.
There might be something to that. At least that's what the women say.
Hey, you know the simple medication of a double cheeseburger in paradise and a cold beer. Mm. It takes a lot of the stress away. And didn't you say in that study, Joey, that as people get older, they're less likely to identify with mental health issues?
That's correct.
I wonder why that is.
Because they just don't give a crap no more.
Right.
There you go.
They just don't give a crap. They're over it. Yeah. They realize quickly, it wasn't me, it was the rest of the world.
They realize that when you hit 50, that you got more good days behind you than you do in front of you.
Yep.
And that you got to start living life, and you got to start enjoying the sunshine, the blue sky, and all that other crap, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
But see, it's just like with the vitamin industry. You know, you don't need all those vitamins. Mental health, they sell all that medication. You know, you're constantly inundated on the TV. You're either bipolar or you got depression. Bipolar or you got depression.
Yeah, it's like, have you tried going outside and exercising a little bit? It might help.
Or just going outside and eating some pizza.
Doctors are doing that now. Doctors are actually, rather than putting people on meds, they're prescribing going outside. And well, not for 10 minutes, you know, 10 minutes a day. And see that?
Yeah, to break up that routine.
Well, I just know I enjoy life now a whole lot more because all the stressors that I used to worry about in the past, I let them go. Oh, by the way, you know, they say crazy women make good partners.
Temporary partners. Man,
certain. Yeah, I no comment.
Good call.
Thank you, Simpler Days. Yes. I seriously, no comment. I'm not going there.
Hey, well, you ought to try one time, Joey.
Oh, he is.
That's why there's no comment.
Have a good day,
Joey. Oh, goodness gracious. I love how everybody's looking out for my love.
Always
life.
Looking out for Joey, buddy.
This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services, and they're looking out for your home.
Yes,
they're looking
are.
Out for your yard, whether you're dealing with mosquitoes that are already starting.
They're here. I was playing with them today. They're here.
You don't need to mess around with that. Get Pest Pro Services. Ashley and the team can get out there and deal with those mosquitoes to where you can enjoy your yard, especially if you're on the lake or body of water. Like, it can be really
coming
bad.
Around there, Joey.
Or termite season is upon us.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And you want to take care of those termites before they cause property damage. Did you know your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage?
You're right.
So you need to get on top of this. Just call Pest Pro Services today at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. Of course, you can also go to their Facebook page, their latest events giving back to the community, that Athlete of the Week they've got going on there. Ashley and the team are a great local business. They can take care of those pests for you, but they also are looking out for the community. Pest Pro Services, great sponsor here of News and Views. Let's go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
What's happening, T-Spear?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm trying to chill out. I'm sitting out on my back deck. There's a plane going up overhead. Have no idea where he's going. I go fly with him any day of the week. And if we don't have swag, you know, I really don't care whether or not that preacher wants to push that down on anybody. I guarantee all he has to do is realize that some of those people in his church understand just what a racist statement he said, and hopefully there'll be fewer people in that church next week. Debbie was spot on, and I love her swagger. I wish I could have swagger like that. And as far as all those liberals that are so... the best way that I can put it is they have sphincter terminatus where they are constantly uptight.
Nice.
Sphincter terminus.
Yeah.
You're saying they could back up to a brick wall and suck out a brick, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I like the way
that's
you put
a good
that.
Way of putting it. Mm. And we see them every now and then. They're generally, they've got purple hair or green hair or pink hair. I saw one the other day that, as Joey said, and the best, I think it was you, Eddie, the other day that said you saw a girl with a hog ring. I had never thought about it that way before, but you're right. I always have this tendency to take one of my dog's leashes and connect it. So
that's all I see. Yeah. It's not a good look, ladies. It's not.
Some people like it. I appreciate it, T-Spear. And if you keep talking this way, I'm going to tell Abigail. She's going to bark at you.
Oh, Abigail. Abigail has her harness on. She won't take anybody else for a walk. She doesn't even like it when Molly goes with us.
Oh, wow.
Well, I appreciate you, T-Spear.
Y'all have a good day.
See you, bud.
Don't let the cruds get you down. They're not worth it.
Thank you.
Well, this part of the program brought to you by Prattville Carpet. I'm missing talking to Ray each
Me too.
Day. But he's on spring break. They're enjoying that vacation, as far as I know. And, well, you can always call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117, especially if you're thinking about resurfacing. Say that living room with a fresh new carpet. Fantastic product they have there aligned with Mohawk. I think they still have that huge display.
Yep.
Stop by 2201 Cobbsford Road and you can see what they've got going on. I think it's like 9 by 14 feet. But, of course, they do more than carpet. Traditional hardwood, laminate products, luxury vinyl plank. That's what I have in the house I'm in right now. And it's fantastic. Looks like traditional hardwood, but it's much more forgiving to clean. And if you have spills or mess-ups. And, of course, ceramic tile to remodel the bathroom or the kitchen. So, again, Prattville Carpet, great sponsor here. I look forward to talking to Ray here on Monday. But 285-8117. And be sure to tell them that you heard about him here on News and Views. We're pretty much out of time. We have like 10 seconds. Hello, Sam, and I'm going to have to say goodbye very quickly.
Hey, Sam.
I got to use my privilege yesterday at the Chinese buffet. A man looked at me and said, oh, you get an extra large plate. He sized me up right off. He said, no sticks, two forks. Gave me two forks, big plate. I love my privilege. I'm just saying.